Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's Iron Horse by Robert Knott. Read for you by Titus Welliver. Chapter 1. Virgil was sullen. Other than yep and nope, he hadn't said much in the last few days. We crossed the Red River and entered the Indian territories aboard the St. Louis and San Francisco Express out of Paris, Texas. At just past 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Virgil broke the silence. "A good pointer don't run through a covey," Virgil said. I tipped my hat back and looked at him. He was gazing out the window, watching a line of thunderclouds spreading across the western skies. The St. Louis and San Fran Express has a new breed of train. It was the nicest we'd been on since we traveled up from Mexico with automatic couplers, Westinghouse air brakes, and a powerful Baldwin 10-wheel engine, capable of pulling twice as many cars as other locomotives. The fourth and fifth cars back were first-class Pullman sleepers, with goose-down beds and leaded glass transom windows. The coaches were fancy, too, with luminous pressure lamps, mahogany luggage racks, tufted seats, velvet curtains, and silver-plated ashtrays. Virgil and I sat at the back of the last passenger car. Behind us was a walk-through freight car followed by a stock car that carried livestock, including Virgil's stud and my lazy roan. After near 20 years doing law work with Virgil Cole, I knew well enough he wasn't talking about hunting, but I obliged. "No, a good pointer takes it slow. Move steady," I said. Virgil continued looking out the window and nodded slowly. "They do, don't they?" he said.